The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now it's the final day of the ploughing championships in Scraggan, just outside Tullamore. Henry McKean is there for us. How's the morning going, Henry?
Good morning. Good morning, Pat. Yeah, it's the final day. 1,400 exhibitors are here for the action. There's final ploughing in the fields. The Taoiseach is out in the fields now with the actual ploughers. There's the National Brown Bread Baking Competition final taking place. We get to speak to some of the exhibitors, farmers young and old. Before all that, here is the weather forecast from Alan O'Reilly in Carlow Weather.
It's been very lucky in that most of the rainfall so far has fallen at night time, which is really good, but the ground has been soft. We've had a lot of rain in the area for the last 2 weeks. Really, since the end of August, there's been continual rain, and the farmers are having a tough time of it. So it's been wet, but we've escaped really well. Tuesday and Wednesday are dry days. Everybody got in and got out dry. Today we're going to have some showers, so the raincoats will be needed, but hopefully they'll blow off quite quickly.
Hi, my name's Ursula Kelly. I'm the Managing Director of Cormac Tagging based in Tuam in County Galway. We're synonymous with animal identification tags and products and solutions across the Ireland of Ireland. We supply Irish sheep, cattle, pig, goat farmers. What about 3 million tags annually?
Wow.
Yeah. So we're very proud of that piece, and I'm very proud female-led ag tech company, and we've had a new innovation, a smart electronic leg band shortlisted in the innovation arena in the Enterprise Ireland village here behind us.
And what do you love about rural Ireland? What do you love about the ploughing?
It's a family thing in terms of my dad designed and manufactured sheep equipment here for years at the ploughing. So we grew up around the ploughing. Dad did 33 ploughings in a year. So I suppose that part of being brought up in a family agribusiness, I think there's a responsibility on us as this generation to inspire and to advocate for the next generation that there is potentially a successful career to be had in rural Ireland and in agriculture.
What do you love about the ploughing?
The amount of people that has come out from young to old.
It's unreal.
It's unreal.
There's loads of things to do. Lots of shops.
And where did you travel from?
Tipperary. We came with school. So.
And you got the day off school?
Yeah. We did, which is very good.
And does it feel like a day off, or is it like school?
No, it's a day off completely, with your friends, and it's lovely.
We met some of the people from the traitors.
You met people from the traitors?
Yeah.
Who did you meet?
David, Mark and Caitlin.
And Henry, you met a presidential candidate.
I did. It's five in a row, the Fianna Fáil candidate.
Jim Gavin here, Fianna Fáil candidate for the present election 2025.
Jim, you're a very patient man. You're meeting people. No one has actually spread mud on you. I know people have flicked mud at me today. It is muddy.
It is muddy, but it's great to be down here. I was down here yesterday. So many people. Over the 3 days, I think they're expecting 300,000 people, which is just phenomenal. And what's really surprising, Henry, is just the amount of young people here. Just showing how important rural society is in Ireland, and meeting all the farmers, and they are the custodians of the land. And from my own perspective, yeah, I'm a proud Dub, but like many Dubliners, we're only one generation removed from the land and from rural Ireland. Both my parents came from West Clare, and I'm very proud of that. And to hear the enthusiasm that young people have for farming and for rural society, and from a presidential perspective, we can't set policy, but what we can certainly do is highlight the great things that will be done in rural communities and the farming sector in the country. It's so important. Again, to hear the young people, and I was at one of the innovation stalls yesterday with Enterprise Ireland, and young women and men, and the things they're producing, and the technology which they're embracing, I'm just bursting with pride.
Jim, you're five in a row. You're so many things. The Air Corps also, everything. This time next year, will you be here as president, and will you close the gate behind you?
Well, do you know what? What I'm doing here today is meeting people, and as you say, my life has been about service. 20 years in Oakland Heron, 15 years as a senior public servant in terms of making the sky safe. And I'm very proud of Ireland. I'm very proud of serving the country and serving its people. And please God, Henry, like any competition, it's going to be a hard-fought one, but every vote will count, and hopefully I get over the line. And and in terms of the gate, I was just so delighted that my good friend in Kildare gave me the access to the farm, and rest assured it was in a safe space.
I don't know if you've been watching The Traitors, but Porty said he wasn't a hugger. I asked Heather Humphreys, was she a hugger? Are you a hugger?
I am. There's lots of hugs over the last day, and I'm sure there'll be more the next 2 days.
And for impartiality, I have to give you a hug. Is that okay?
That's fine with me.
Okay, let's hug. Let's hug.
Let's hug. Okay. Let's open the shot. Thanks, Emery. Best of luck. Take care. It's Lancelot.
And that's the presidential candidate for Fianna Fáil, Jim Gavin, clearing up that he can close a gate because he released a video with cattle where he appealed for the farming vote, but then didn't close the gate behind him, which was a cardinal sin in rural Ireland. Now, Henry, you also met a former minister.
Yeah, this is a former minister for agriculture. He needs no introduction.
Henry, it's me, Ivan. I'm here for forestry. There's eight largest forestry companies that come together with the department, and they're having discussions on how to get planting up. When I was minister in 1995, we launched a 20-year strategy, and the planting of trees was 20,000 hectares a year. It's gone down to 1,500. So it really needs to be revamped. So they, you know, they call the Red Adair of getting things done in this country, which is me, and it's all good. But it's such a pleasure to come to the ploughing and not to be coming through at 4 in the morning for News Talk breakfast that I used to do. When there was no stewards here, there was no lights, it was miserable and cold. Like, you don't know how soft you all have it now. You just go round, maybe record a few pieces, Alan O'Reilly and a few things. It's gone so handy now. Back in the day, there was real grunt and hard work, and it was cold, and they had a wonderly wagon that used to go around, a metal yoke.
We did have a lorry.
Do you remember that?
I do.
It was a disaster. Do you know what I mean? Now they're giving away $250,000 every year. So it's all good.
So you love the ploughing?
I do. I do. I love the farming folk, and I know how to talk to lingo. I know how to do the plomoss and how are you, Mary, and you're still alive, and all that kind of good stuff. So anyway, it's all fantastic.
And who's going to win the presidential election?
You have to listen to Path to Power every week.
Get the plug in there.
Absolutely. 40,000 people can't be wrong. 4,000 subscribers can't be wrong. It's making a fortune, Henry.
That's obviously Ivan Yates there, hedging his bets, not telling us anything. Henry, I was at the ploughing many times. The worst I ever had was near Cashel. I forget what the name of the site was, but the muck came in over the top of the wellies. What's it like today?
That's pretty muddy. It is raining right now. It's muddy. There are lots of teenage boys who have the day off school who are about to start mud baths. So it's going to get really messy by the end of the day. And you probably hear the tannoy behind me. It's full on. It's everything the ploughing is. And that rural Dublin divide is bigger than ever. Pat, we will see you here very soon by the end of the day, I hope.
All the best, Henry. No, I've got to go elsewhere. We're heading to Westport for tomorrow's programme, so I will not be going to Scraggan. I'll be heading west instead.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.